the rag that you use to wash the dishes with.
Dish rag.
And to dry them, you use a...
The dry cloth.
Okay, and what do you call the little square of terry cloth that you use to bathe your face with?
Soap?
No, the piece of cloth that you use.
Oh, washer rag.
And after bathing, you dry yourself off with a...
Towel.
And what do you call that little water pipe at the kitchen sink that you turn the water on with? You know,
what's it called? Faucet.
Okay, and
that's
what
something I got to do today, too, is get a man come in and fix mine. They're leaking and hot water off the bed.
Well, is the same? What about if it's outside and you turn a hose?
There's a faucet.
Faucet, all right. And it was so cold last night that the pipes did this. What?
Rose.
What? And rose. They froze and they actually...
Busted.
Okay.
But I fixed mine. I haven't had not one freeze here but one time since I've been here.
That's wonderful. Okay, people used to buy flour not in a little bag like this, but in a great big...
And they used to take the wheat and have it ground up, too. We
yes,
did.
Yes.
We made homemade and we'd have it, carry a lot of it to meal.
Yes, sir.
And have it ground up.
Mm-hmm. What did you call the amount that you took to the mill? Do you remember a word for it?
Well, we had a lot of it. We had children was at home, and I don't know, we'd have niggas to help them. So we'd have to take a right small of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever, have you heard the word a turn a meal?
Mm, turn, uh-huh.
Is that, would you say that?
Mm-hmm.
Just to mean the amount that you take at
once? It's any amount you can.
Okay. And what about something that you might have to roll off of a wagon on a couple of logs, something kind of big? It's shaped maybe this high and kind of rounded, maybe it has something around. It's made of wood and something around it to hold it together. I think they pack the tobacco in it maybe some places.
I don't know what that is. I ought to know, but I can't think right now.
Maybe they kept meal or flour in it, or maybe even sugar a long time ago. We'll talk about that one some more. What did molasses come in when you used to buy it in rather large quantities?
Come in 5 gallon cans.
Okay.
We used to make it, and we kept it in jars, seated up in jars.
Okay.
But you can put it in anything you want to.
Sure.
We put ours in jars and in cans, too. We put it in cans.
What about, how did you keep the lard?
Just dry the lard up and put it in the pantry.
What kind of container?
Tin can.
Okay.
50 pound.
50, and you call that the lard?
Mm-hmm. We used to make 4 and 5 cans a year, 5 and a half.
Okay, did you ever call that a stand, the lard stand, or no?
Mm-hmm.
Just a can. Okay. And what about if you had a glass dish that you put on the table with maybe molasses or syrup or something?
What do you call it?
Did you call that a stand?
Syrup pitcher.
Pitcher. Okay. And what do you use to pour water into a bottle? It has a real narrow top. You have to put something up and pour it.
I know what I've done it just the evening.
What do you call that thing? A funnel, maybe?
Funnel, uh-huh.
Okay. And if you want to get your horses to go faster when you're riding, you have to use a...
Whip.
And if you bought fruit at the store, the grocer might put them in a... What would he put them in for you?
Paper bag.
And,